And we will stay on markets on that CPI read that we got today, 6.8, a massive number. Bring in our next guest, Joanne Feeney, advisors from Capital Management Portfolio Manager and Partner. Joanne, thank you so much for being with us today. Really quickly, just want to get your take on the CPI number that we got and how markets are reacting. Maybe more important, how consumers are reacting because they keep paying these high prices. What is the inflection point? When do they suddenly say enough is enough?
Karina, you just struck the nail on the head. The reason why we're having this inflation is because consumers are out there spending money, right? And supply hasn't been able to catch up to all the demand that got pent up during the worst of the pandemic. All of those checks that went out to households are sitting in bank accounts. So there's just incredible spending power out there in the economy. And we know that the supply chain is not just snarled, but that there are supply shortages because of occasional shutdowns, semiconductors haven't been able to ramp up fast enough. So we have a big mismatch between very strong consumer demand and a real difficulty to get supply up to meet that demand. And that has resulted in this really high inflation. When you dig into those numbers, look at the used car prices, look at the new car prices, et cetera. So eventually, right, if inflation goes up high enough, or if interest rates start to rise, or, if the world opens and people can go to restaurants and travel instead of buying stuff, we'll see some pressure off of those inflation numbers. But for now, we have this big mismatch between demand and supply, and that's resulting in higher inflation.
And Joanne, when I look at some of the particular stocks you favorite right now, some of them are the consumer names that rely on the consumer spending you're talking about, like Williams-Sonoma, McDonald's, the parent company of TJ Maxx and Marshalls. Are you that confident that consumers are going to want to continue to spend in this robust way into 2022?
Well, yes, into 2022, for a while longer, Karina, because they do have a lot of pent-up savings, and they are eager to continue to, as we've seen, buy new houses, fill those houses with stuff from Williams-Sonoma and TJ Maxx or Marshalls. So it does look pretty good. Now, one has to be careful though, because at the lower end of the income distribution, where people are really living paycheck to paycheck, that's where inflation tends to hurt the most. And those are the folks that then have to scrimp a little bit and decide what they can afford to buy. But for the upper half of the distribution, and particularly the bigger spenders on luxury goods, they're really not going to be affected all that much by inflation. So we should see continued strong demand. And at the lower end, we should see people trying to economize. So instead of shopping at a department store, they'll shop at a Target or a TJ Maxx. Instead of going out to a mid-level restaurant, they'll go to McDonald's. So we think we have the right balance of exposure to sort of catch both ends of the consumer spectrum. The low end, who are really going to be struggling with this inflation, and the high end, for whom it's really not going to be a problem.
And Joanne, I want to ask you, earnings have helped drive growth, right? They've been a strong sort of influencer. But then what threat does now, we see soaring inflation and then interest rates rising. What does that do to the story? Does it end the party? Who are the winners then? And where should we be looking at investing?
Yeah, that's exactly the right question. And it's going to be, I think, it's going to be a very disparate market next year with, some stocks in the secular growth space continuing to work, and some, maybe more exposed to the slowdown that's probably coming from higher interest rates at some point, continuing to be problematic. So let me give you an example. Broadcom, they reported last night. They sell components into cloud data centers, into telecom, and into smartphones like the iPhone and some of the high-end Samsung phones. They reported very good numbers. They were ahead of expectations. Sales, earnings, their outlook was better than expectations. They generate $3.5 or more billion of free cash every quarter, with which they're able to do buybacks. So they announced a big increase in their buyback program of $10 billion, and they raised their dividend. This is a company right in the middle of very strong secular growth drivers that we think will continue to power through regardless of what inflation will do, because the stuff they sell is critical to facilitating expansion of the internet. All that talk about virtual environments and game playing and crypto and everything else, you need more data centers and faster data centers to get there. And Broadcom really is critical to that. Plus that, background demand for better and better smartphones every year. So we think they're kind of, protected from the inflation issue, and it would be a good place to have some decent exposure. Broadcom, Qualcomm is another example of that.
So then what are some areas you're actually shying away from in the portfolio for next year? Because, look, even if inflation is going to start to come down and prices have peaked, you know, hot inflation sort of sitting in the background is going to be the story for a large part of 2022. So are there particular areas that you feel are overexposed to that and you're staying away from?
Yeah, I think those mid-range department stores, the Macy's, the Kohl's, Nordstrom, I think those are the ones that are probably going to suffer the most as consumers that have to economize because of inflation start to move down market, you know, into the Targets and the TJ Maxx's. So that's one area I think to avoid. You have to be a little bit careful in the utility space. As inflation goes up, they become relatively less protective to hold in the portfolios. You know, but real estate can be a good substitute there with some decent yields. And then the really high multiple stocks that don't have a lot of earnings for several years out, those multiples will come down as we've already begun to see. So, you know, I know everybody loves Tesla and they, you know, have a great future, but it's a very expensive stock and particularly vulnerable at this point.
I suspect everyone will be recalibrating their portfolios a little bit more next year as volatility heightens, so they will keep you very busy. Joanne Feeney, Advisors Capital Management, Portfolio Manager and Partner, thank you for your time today and your perspective.